Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to KYUK Coffee at KYUK. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur, and I am joined this morning by very special guest, all parents with children out on the Great Iditarod Trail. I am joined by Ron Kaiser, father of Pete Kaiser. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
And also by Mort Wickstrand, father of Nicholas Wickstrand. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also we have calling in, we have Jackie Klaika. Good morning, Jackie, mother of Jessica Klaika.
Good morning, guys.
Well, it's great to have you on. So I'm just wondering, how has this last week been for you? Have you gotten any sleep at all?
I have gotten sleep. Not as much, but I make a point of like not getting up in the middle of the night and looking to see where Pete is. I just wait till morning. But it's been an exciting week watching all the racers, and looks like Pete's in a pretty good position right now. So we're kind of crossing our fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been very exciting, but I think I've got the sleep that I shall have. But of course, early up in the morning, check computer, see where it is, how many dogs you have, see if there have been any changes, both for Pete and Nicholas. So it's very exciting. And also for Jessica, see her running, just he and Nicholas is running together a lot of times. So actually see them, it's very good.
Mort, your entire demeanor is just so relaxed compared to Ron.
Oh, that's probably because Nick is just doing his race with the dog. He wants just to get to know him to finish. And he has an other option than Pete has. Pete is one of the professional that can win this. Mm-hmm. And so that's another group of yeah, when you're a parent for one in the lead, it's very, very more emotional, I think, instead of me. That's I just want him to go to Nome, and he's taking good care of the dogs, and that's his goal.
And Jackie, I want to hear, how have you been doing? Have you been getting sleep?
Yeah, I have to be honest. My sleep schedule is off compared to what it normally is. A lot later than I'm normally up, and sleeping a lot later. Get up early and check in and then lay back down because I've been up too late.
And so, Jackie, you are because you're the parent of a rookie in this race, that makes you a rookie parent as well. And so I'm curious, Ron, if you can weigh in here. This is the 10th time that Pete's mm-hmm, run the Iditarod. Yep. And, I mean, does it get any better year after year?
Oh,
or does it
you
stay
know,
the same?
I have more confidence in, you know, what he's doing. He's pretty calculated, a careful musher. So in that way, I'm less stressed out after all these years. But you know, the whole race, it can kind of change from, you know, one day he's having a fast run and it looks real good, and the next day maybe not, and he drops a dog. And, you know, there really is a lot of anxiety with it. And I'm always hoping for good weather, good trails, so that it's as, you know, there's less stress on the team and the musher. So it's kind of the same, though. You know, it's not like I'm just totally relaxed after 10 years. It's especially right now. I mean, he's battling up in the front. Very exciting.
Mm-hmm. He's on the Norton Sound.
He's probably pulling into Koyuk maybe right now, or just pulled in.
Are we pulling you too long from
I'm
the
missing
tracker?
The video. I'm missing the live feed. No, it's okay. They'll have a video. Yeah, so it's all right.
And I'm curious how you keep up with the race. So, of course, you have the tracker, but are there any sort of other outlets or ways that you're keeping in touch or keeping aware of what's going on?
It's a lot of people that's on net. So if you are switching a little bit around on the net, you can find some information, but nothing else. So it's just the tracker, no phone with him, anything. So It's a little bit confusing sometimes because you probably, when you went in for a checkpoint, you hope you will stay there maybe 6-7 hours, but he stayed there for 11-12, and hopefully that's because he wants the dogs to relax and then have more speed when he's going out. But it's a little bit frustrating when you're, okay, shall I sit up 1 hour more, 1 hour more? You have to say, no, I know I have to go to sleep. So, yeah, it's a little bit confusing, but still, and it's entertaining. So I really like this.
And Jackie, I'm curious, have you been drawing or painting any more pictures of Jessica out on the trail as you've been staying up late?
You know, I did that one picture, and then I did a lot of touch-ups to it. And I actually went to Taunton's yesterday and got the spray that you spray over acrylic paints. I had a friend coach me through that, so I can take it up to Nome and show her what I did while she was on the trail. Hopefully that's the plan.
I'm sure she'll love to see that. So I'm curious, with these mushers, they're doing something that most people frankly think is crazy. And they're doing something that most people would just never put themselves into, which I think speaks to a level of determination and resiliency and even probably hard-headedness. And what was it like to raise such a child? Did they display those characteristics early on?
He's a pretty serious guy. Pete always has been. And, when I was about to get out of dogs the year he won the Dash as a senior in high school. And so, you know, what am I going to do? So, you know, get rid of the team there right when he's having success. And his interest became, you know, more. And then he decided, well, he's going to go do this for a living. And, you know, when I've said more than a few times, you know, you hope your kids enjoy the things you enjoy when they grow up in Alaska and all those things. And the dog mushing and everything, and then it's be careful what you wish for, because it's it kind of takes over his life. It's very expensive. He has good sponsors, and he's been, you know, he's won some Cuscos, he's made some money, so he's able to keep doing it. But it really takes an incredible effort, and he has put an incredible effort into it, as all mushers have. I'm proud of Pete, and I hope he can get to the finish line here soon.
Mort, what about you?
Yeah, you know, Niklas is coming from a small place in Norway, and that was not much about dogs and other stuff, but he's always been interested in animals on any level, but the dogs have been one of his biggest thing. And when he was a kid, he didn't allow to get a dog, because I haven't when I was a kid, and I didn't take care of it, so I wouldn't set him in the same situation. But when he got out of high school, he took his own decision and starting with doing some stuff with dogs, and then dog sledging, and he didn't really want to do this, so he took an education for being a guide in a place called Svalbard, very, very north in Norway. And then when he wanted to knew any more about dog, he contacted on internet and get in contact with Pete, and they get together, and he was so fun to get over here, taking so good care of, and get back the year after. And then this is his third year with the Kaisers. That's been amazing, and taking care of him, it's best that probably ever happened to him. And now he's going his big dream.
Mm-hmm. And Jackie, what about you? How was it raising Jessica?
Jessica was pretty similar to what everyone's just saying there. Very focused. I think I remember her bringing, since I worked with for Dr. Bob, the local vet, I think I remember her bringing a dog up to the house when she was, this one's going off, they're having a walk in the other room, I'm sorry, when she was about 10. She was dragging the dog up nicely up the stairs to bring a dog in the house for Dr. Bob to take a look at. Just because she knew Dr. Bob was here, and she said that he's got to see all my dogs. And I remember us all laughing, going, well, he can walk outside. But she wanted the dogs, you know, to be checked in the house. And so then we check them all up the stairs and bring them in. Are you still there?
I am. Okay. So she just loved dogs at an early age and wanted to take care of them.
She took an interest very young.
And so Nicholas Wickstrand is Pete Kaiser's handler, and he is now running Nicholas, Pete's puppy team, his B team, in the Iditarod. Nicholas has been working with Pete for 3 years now, you said. And what has that relationship been like between the two of them? And then what's developed between your two families?
Well, now, Mort, of course, came last year for the Cusco to Bethel. And, you know, signed on. Him and his two sons came to cheer on Nick, and they're going to be in Alaska for 3 weeks before they go home. We've just enjoyed them very much. Nick is a great guy. He's just very easygoing. He's, you know, he has his own handler shack, as we call it out there. It's pretty comfortable. But he's in our house a lot. He eats with us a lot. He spends evenings with us. You know, it's almost literally like having a foster son around. He could come back again. It would be no problem having him around at all. And him and Pete, you know, they get along well. And I think he respects Pete. And Pete has been very thankful to have Nick. He's a very skilled musher himself. And he's always been able to do whatever needs to be done and training runs and very capable. It's just been great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is taking very, very good care of, and I'm so glad for that, and everyone else for the family. The Kaisers have taken him in as, they say, almost like a son, and that's very, even if he's an adult, it's good to know that he's taking good care of when you are in the other side of the world, and he's still your son, so you know he's having a good time and talking with him, and he's so proud of Pete and Ron and Janet. So I really appreciate everything they are doing for him. They are a great, great, great family, and a lot of their friends are going along with Nicholas, and it's just been so nice. So I'm really proud to can stay with them and have time with them all.
Jackie, this is the first time that Jessica's running this race, but I know that you know the trail of the Iditarod, just having followed it over the years. Are there any certain places that you were more concerned as a parent about than others with the trail?
I think the whole thing. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, probably the whole thing. You know, just because she hasn't run it before. Not really knowing, her sister Jenny's been really following things closely, sort of behind the scenes things, and she's been sending me links to read about the trail. And yesterday I said, Jenny, don't send me any more of those links. I think I was reading Deep Snow Overflow. What was the other one? Something about how hard to find the markers. And I was like, I don't want to read any more of those. But then I said, there's already 30 some other people, you know, that have gone through that area, so I got to keep reminding myself of that.
So the whole thing is of a concern. What about
really,
you, Ron and Mort? Any certain part of the trail that you get a little bit more concerned about than other parts?
Oh, you know, early in the race, there's the gorge and there's the steps and those places. He seems to have always gotten through those. You know, sometimes, you know, people crash and they can hurt, break their sled, stuff like that. There was good snow in there this year, I believe. So, you know, he made it through that. And then, you know, just as the race progresses, you know that the team is, you know, there's less dogs. It's later into the race. And I just hope for good weather and good trail, because that just makes it that much easier for them to, you know, get to the next checkpoint, keep going.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that track any good, so I'm leaning a little bit to Ron and ask him a little bit. And, of course, you got some weather reports that say it's bad at the coast. So, of course, you're a little bit anxious to what's happening when he's coming to the coast, because you see the other mushers struggling a little bit. They're stepping up. They have some small problems. And, of course, it's in the start of the race when you don't know how it will go. You know, it's a tough place, some tough places out there. So you have seen some pictures. So of course you are thinking a little bit, has it passed that way? That place, or is going well through? Or yeah, so it's a little bit anxious, but I'm still thinking I'm very trusting in my son, so I think he take the right decision when it's out there, and when it's get tough, he take it easy. So just to take care of the dogs.
And Morton, Ron, you're heading to Nome today?
In a couple hours, a few hours. Yes, we are. We'll be there tonight. You know, it looks like Pete, you know, win or lose or whatever, he hopefully not before about 6 o'clock tomorrow night, because there's some family and friends hoping to be there by then. So, you know, there's a lot more people looking to go there with the position he's in. So should be a lot of fun.
And Jackie, when are you heading up to Nome?
We head out tonight, and then we do the super early morning flight. So we'll get there tomorrow. Tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm. So you're all leaving Bethel today. So when you get up to Nome, I'm wondering, Ron, because Pete's done this now, it'll be his 10th time. Is there any certain ritual he likes to go through, like any place he likes to go to eat after finishing the race, or does he just want to go to sleep and take a shower?
He, you know, normally I take the team to the dog lot, and he comes over for a little while, but then he goes to our host family, who's been with us all these 10 years, Bob Madden and Sherry up in Nome. Early on, their house was literally, their picture window was right at the finish line, probably 50 feet from the finish line, so you could just sit in the picture window and watch the race finish. It was awesome. They have since moved. We did a couple, 2-3 years of that, but, you know, he usually, he just goes, finds a warm place and goes into their house and tells a few stories and people talk, and you know, and pretty soon he may be fading, may fall asleep. Depends what time of the day it is too, I suppose. We've had some middle of the night finishes, plenty of those, and you know, we've had a few prime time finishes, so sometimes I miss that because there's some vet checks going on and I'll be in the dog yard with the team and he'll be telling stories, so but that's my responsibility. Mm-hmm. While he rests.
I bet you get a good night's sleep as well.
I do after he's in. It's all better.
And more, what is there anything that you plan to do once Nick comes across that finish?
No, I'm just hope to see he and the dogs coming in well, and you know, give him a big, big hug and congratulations. Well done work. So I think that's the most I'm looking forward for, but I'm really a little bit excited about Pete, and I hope really he's going for the first over the line, since this is the time we are over here, so that will be an amazing, amazing thing to do. So we're cheering for Pete, so hopefully he will take it this time, and that will be a huge, huge thing for us.
I feel like we're all waiting with bated breath here in Bethel and across the Delta. Jackie, what about you? You're going to give Jessica this beautiful acrylic painting that you've created for her. What else when she comes across that line?
This is pretty much the same thing, just to see her come in, you know, with the dogs and give her a big hug and just be really thankful that she's accomplished another goal that she set out to accomplish. She'll check that off her list. But more than that is be super thankful where Pete is at, to be able to go up and watch him at the same time. It just adds so much excitement and happiness on our part to get to be a part of that. So going to try to hope that I don't miss Pete coming in, getting there a little later than the Kaiser, because what a thrill to have Pete doing so amazing and Jessica's rookie here.
Well, we are all cheering them on, all of our mushers out on the YK Delta. And thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you.
And
Thank you, Anna.
I've been speaking with Ron Kaiser, Mort Wickstrand, and Jackie Klaka, all parents of Iditarod mushers who are out on the trail. We're cheering them on. And thank you so much for listening to KYUK this morning.